Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Nintendo with Animal Crossing. I still will love whatever you get me, though. Love you, Santa. Be safe. Kiss Rudolph for me. Thank you, Landon.
Santa, by the way, is about 1,750 years old.
Yeah, but you know what? That's 30. New 30.
Yeah.
And then you got, we'll get to a couple of these, really get to you. They're kind of sad, really. Dear Santa, my name is Adrian. All I want for Christmas is for my family to be happy. I have three brothers, Dominic, Angelo, and Jacob. I would like some hoodies and a VR headset that I could share with my brothers. Please, Santa, I have been really good this year. Don't forget about me. And you know what? They're not all from kids. Parents write these things, too. From Patricia, as a mother, we always try to give our children hope and joy. This year has been very difficult for my family, and we cannot give a Christmas gift. We have four children, and they are the most beautiful that we can have in addition to life. This is the first time we have sent these letters. We greatly appreciate this attention and actions. Thank you very much for taking the time to make other families happy. Wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Do they still have the Santa's Helper program?
They do, yes.
Contact your local post office, wherever you are, and ask about it, because you can take care of one of these letters and actually play Santa. They don't do this anymore, but for years, my wife and I would take the kids down to the main post office downtown in Chicago, and they would actually let you go through the letters and pick a couple and then get the gifts that are requested and mail them to those people. They don't do that anymore, but there are still ways to be a Santa's helper. So contact your Chicago post office or the post office where you are so you can help out this Christmas. 717, we'll get extremely local news from Block Club Chicago momentarily. Let's update the commuter facts first, starting with the weather. Steve?
Yeah, the forecast today is going to be mostly cloudy, and we will see a high of about 45 degrees, although with the wind chill, it will feel more like 35. And then mostly cloudy tonight, a low down to 34, but temps rising overnight. And then Christmas Eve, mostly cloudy with some drizzle and showers, high near 52. On Saturday for Christmas, mostly cloudy, some morning showers, and a high near 45. In Chicago this morning, we have cloudy and 32 at O'Hare. It's 34 at Midway. Winds gusting at 18 miles an hour at Midway this morning and a wind chill there of 27. Along the lakefront, it's 32. In Kenosha, it's 31, and it's 31 in Racine as well. A little bit of light snow just north of Milwaukee this morning.
Justin Fields limited in the Bears' walkthrough yesterday with an ankle injury. Bears did remove Larry Borum, Eddie Jackson, and practice squad member Sam Kamara from COVID protocol, but they placed Jesper Horsted on that list. Bears getting ready to face the Seahawks in Seattle on Sunday.
Southbound Route 53, we have a new crash that's been pulled off to the right shoulder approaching Brand Road. If you're traveling on the rest of your roadways, not so bad out there on the Eisenhower heading outbound at Des Plaines. We had a stalled vehicle that was blocking the left lane that now has been cleared. Base travel times across the board, just getting into the Byrne interchange, it's heavy on the inbound Dan Ryan, but that's the only hot spot. We have heavy delays from 31st into the circle. This is all because of commuters getting used to that new lane configuration right after Taylor. That's going to be there until the summer of next year. I'm Vicki Kukuzian from the IDOT Traffic Center, reminding everyone to drive responsibly and wear your seatbelt this holiday. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
John Williams.
I said to Joe, I said, Hochberg set you up on this thing, man. You're going to shave the mustache. He goes, all right. And I said, well, can you grow one back? He goes, oh, yeah, I can grow back.
Weekdays at 9.
I couldn't. It would take me a year, and it wouldn't be as manly as his.
On WGN.
So he's got that going for him.
Celebrate the holidays at O'Reilly's Furniture and Amish Gallery in Libertyville, where you can find unique, one-of-a-kind gifts for just about anyone. Handcrafted with all-natural solid wood, this furniture is made in America and built to last a lifetime. From wooden lamps and rocking chairs to hall trees and storage benches, O'Reilly's has a huge selection of hard-to-find items that you won't see anywhere else. Plus, for more traditional furniture needs, O'Reilly specializes in custom solid wood dining sets, bedroom sets, home office, and occasional furniture. For sofas, chairs, and sectionals, you can choose from hundreds of styles, custom configurations, and thousands of top-quality fabrics and leathers. So don't settle for close enough when you can get the exact furniture that you want, furniture that will fit your home perfectly. O'Reilly's Furniture is located at 1151 South Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville, or you can visit them on the web at O'ReillysFurniture.com. That's O'ReillysFurniture.com.
Catch Living Healthy Chicago Saturday morning for the tips, inspiration, and advice you need to live your best life. Living Healthy Chicago, Saturday at 10 a.m. on WGN-TV.
Here's what you need before your family gathering over the holidays. A drink that lowers your blood pressure. 120 Life does it without the side effects. Six natural ingredients in this great juice. Cherry juice, pomegranates, cranberries, beets, magnesium, and hibiscus tea. All have been shown to really lower your numbers, and each ingredient does help lower blood pressure on its own. Together, they form a super beverage, and now they've got a new improved formula, even more efficient at lowering blood pressure. It tastes better than ever. I like to have it with a little sparkling water. You just drink 1 8-ounce bottle every day, and you'll see some pretty amazing results. You get these 8-ounce bottles. They're small enough to take anywhere. Pack them. Well, wait a minute. You can't get them through TSA, can you? Well, you'd have to drink, let's see, it's an 8-ounce bottle, so drink 5 ounces, and you can take the rest, right? You can find out all about it. There's some amazing testimonials and information online, and you can also order 120 Life by going to their website. It's 120LIFE, 120life.com. And if you use the code BOB120, you can save 15%. 120life.com, code BOB120. You'll really like this drink. 120 Life lowers blood pressure without the side effects. It is 7:21. Seamus Toomey has extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus. Let's start with the Woodlawn news this morning. What's happening?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, this is a huge new project scheduled to go start, you know, getting built hopefully in a year or two in the Woodlawn neighborhood, specifically around the 63rd and Dorchester area. Sort of on the east side near the lake. There is a mega church there, as many folks know, the Apostolic Church of God, 6320 South Dorchester. Huge church. They've got a sanctuary that seats 3,000. They've got about 20,000 members, and they really have a real strong control over the property in that neighborhood, too. So they announced a plan that they're going to try to build just a huge retail housing theater complex there. They're calling it Woodlawn Central, and they really have no small plans for this one. They're talking about $300 to $600 million in investment to the neighborhood over the next decade, putting in almost 1,000 housing units, including affordable housing, 154-room hotel, office, retail, multiple theaters. It's really quite a huge project, very ambitious, but they're banking partly on the fact that the Obama Center is only going to be a mile away and that it's really going to start drawing a lot more attention and tourists and dollars to the neighborhood. And they're certainly trying to get Woodlawn to get, you know, its share of the increased interest in the South Lakeshore.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures of what it would look like on the South Side. And it looks pretty amazing. You can see them at blockclubchicago.org. Up on the north side, well, it's igloo time again. We need them. And in Uptown, they've got them, don't they?
Yeah, I know. This is one of those stories where it's sort of like a deep sigh because we did this all last year, and now here we go again. But yes, those the outdoor igloos, they put up 10 on Argyle, right in Uptown, that Asia and Argyle area surrounding the Argyle L stop. There's, as people know, there's a just pretty thriving business district there, including lots of restaurants, Vietnamese restaurants there. And they've been working on making this a more pedestrian-friendly block for about a decade now. And so now, the last couple of days, they've installed a bunch of tables out there and barriers to prevent the cars from getting too close. And now the igloos have come. They're available for mostly for people that want to pick up food. food and be in a single party within one of these igloos. But they're not heated yet, so, you know, it's dropped pretty significantly yesterday, but I hear it's warming up. But, yeah, it's, you know, just another option for people to get out as winter descends on us and keep some of these businesses rolling.
Yeah, we won't be back in the 30s until next Wednesday, so enjoy the mild weather while you can. And finally, you know what? It's really nice right now to talk about some openings because, unfortunately, it's all been about closings and cancellations again lately. But on North Ravenswood, business is opening up, isn't it?
Yes, believe me, we look very hard for the positive stories stuff for the businesses.
Yeah, appreciate
it's hard
that.
Just to do the closing ones. But yes, this is a sort of a mixed story. This is places opening in the location that used to be Band of Bohemia, which had its distinction was it was the only Michelin-starred brew pub in the city. So good beer and really good food. They unfortunately didn't make it through the pandemic. They closed, but a place that people are going to be familiar with called Forbidden Root. They're a brew pub in the Westtown neighborhood. They bought all of Band of Bohemia's brewing equipment. They've now bought their space as well. It's at 4710 North Ravenswood Avenue. They call that Malt Row along Ravenswood. There's about four or five brew pubs there. Empirical Brewery, Dovetails there. And now this place is going to be called Cultivate by Forbidden Root. It actually is already opened. They have a very, very eclectic menu. It's some very fancy stuff, but also their own beer. They're going to have a tap room there as well with the restaurant, and it's sort of a striking location right along the Metro tracks. Band of Bohemia had really built it out, and Forbidden Root is moving in. They're changing a lot of the decor in there, and obviously the beer and the food, but that space is back open again. Good news for folks in the Ravenswood area or nearby that want to come check it out. It's a pretty cool spot.
4710 North Ravenswood. Seamus, thank you, and enjoy your holiday. Take care.
Thank you, Bob. You too. Talk soon.
Yep. It is almost 727. Steve has the update in his 7:30 report for you, all the news. And then we will let you hear some snippets of Christmas songs you might hear when you're watching movies in the next few days. That's coming up here.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Edgebrook Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. The WAVE technology at Edgebrook Medical was tested by Cambridge University and the Cleveland Clinic, and the results are in. It's proven to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, we'll also include something unique that produces immediate results in the bedroom. I don't think I've ever seen it fail. This is a $600 value, free to those that call in the next 2 minutes. 312-481-3333. That's 312-481-3333. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your love life back. Call Edgebrook Medical Clinic now to qualify. 312-481-3333.
Lucy is scratching a full of 500's instant ticket from the Illinois Lottery. So even though her cat turned her holiday stockings into scratch toys, Lucy's full of cheer. Because she knows anyone could win in an instant. Play today. Be smart, play smart. Must be 18 years or older to play. Game odds available at IllinoisLottery.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. John Williams here for the Alpha Wealth Group. The holiday season is upon us, and that means a lot of activity in a short amount of time. But don't let all the decorating and shopping and parties distract you from planning for your future. Build in some time to spend with Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Group. He can show you what moves you can make before December 31st that could turn April 15th in your favor for years to come. He'll also run an analysis on your current portfolio to keep your investment goals on track. Call Tom Fortino at the Alpha Wealth Group. Ask for a complimentary retirement review. He can help guide you to the gift we're all looking for, a little more financial security in the future. Call Tom Fortino, 630-934-1855.
630-934-1855 or visit alphawealthgroup.com.
Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, a SEC-registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
When news breaks in Chicago or the world, you'll hear it here, and we'll talk about it here. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
32 degrees at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Gratanich. Holiday travelers are hitting the roads and taking off in planes despite the surge in COVID cases. In sports,
Bear State.